The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Olin has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Joey Jamal and his wife in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'a tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Olin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Today's Shabbat being still in the Shvat of Rabbi Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, Aruch Hashem, Terhamim, and Eden. Amen. Ratzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin the Gemara, starting from a quote from the Mishnah. We're right in the middle of the daft. The first word on the line is Kelemata, and we're starting with the words Nital HaTehol. It's talking about the spleen of the animal was taken out, so we said that it is going to be considered a Keshera. But the Gemara is going to make a point on this. Amar Rav Avira, Meshemed Rav Aloshanu Ela Nital. That's only if the whole thing is gone. Avan Nikav, if there's a hole in it, Terefa. So a hole is worse than missing the whole thing. Batim Rav Yosef Bar Abid, Batim Rav Yosef Bar Zvida. Interesting case. Chotech Me'ubar Shebemeeha Mutar Ba'achila. What did you do? You have an animal that's pregnant, has a baby inside. You went, you stuck your hand in there, you cut one of the limbs off the baby inside. Okay? You made shaitan the mother, that limb is okay to eat. It's not considered ever minachai. You can eat it, even, because once you make shaitan the mother, whatever's inside, even though you cut a piece of the animal off.
You cut it first?
You cut it first, though. Cut it first, then you made shaitan.
Wow.
Cut it first, so that the inside, there's a dangling piece of limb. It's not attached. Doesn't matter. It's inside the mother's animal. Exactly.
Right?
It doesn't matter. It's part of the mother's insides. Then when you make the shechita, shechita's matir. Oh, bad for sure. And even that dangling piece. Look at the Rashi.
Still in the mother.
Of course, if it came out, that's not right. Still in the mother. You cut the baby inside. Everything's inside. Just dangling inside. Then you made shechita, and then it came out. That's the point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, there's the answer. Lo yatsa metucha mutar. Eber ba'achila v'nital b'shchitata. Once you make shchitan the mother, that limb is mutar ke'ubar atzmo, just like the ubar itself. V'ta'ama meferes b'beima makshah mekol b'ema tuchena v'pasuk b'kol b'ema tuchenu. Now, minatchol u'minakilayot. Let's say you cut from the spleen or the kidneys of the animal itself. Asur ba'achila. Oh. Which animal?
Of the animal itself.
Of the mother.
Not of the
king. Rashi. Menatchol menakilayot. Rashi. Shil behema. Okay, of the behema. Not of the ubar. Of the behema itself. You cut the spleen out. You cut a piece of it. Or you cut the kidneys. Im nehtach mehen. Even though it's still inside, it's floating around inside. Asur ba'achilam shebe'ev b'nachai. That's everybody, because it's missing from the mother. The mother has to be complete to matir all her parts. Okay? Only when the mother animal is shelema. Ve'lo hasera kol because she's shelema. Who the kamina kol be'ema tochelu latir davar achai shebe'ev. When she's shelema, then she'll be matir everything else that's inside of it. Aval kashi hasera. Then nimsa b'tochah me'asuna. What you find inside is me'asera. You find the spleen and all that. Lo shirin ala kol be'ema. Then when nimsa ba. Because makom shirin mani. But what do you see from here? What's inside of us is not going to be okay, but the animal itself will be okay. You just thought if there's a hole in the spleen, no good. Now you're telling me that if you cut the spleen, you didn't take it, I just cut it. You're telling me that while you can't eat the spleen and all the stuff that's inside the animal, because it's ever been a high, but the mother itself you can eat. You can't eat what's inside, but the mother itself, what do you mean? I thought it became a terefa. You told me in a hole it becomes a terefa. Now you tell me you cut the spleen. So the discussion over there is, could you eat what's inside of it? Could you eat the ubar? Could you eat the spleen and that stuff that's floating around? You can't. But no one's discussing the animal itself. The animal itself you can eat. What do you mean? As a cut spleen. So look at what that says. Who had the, again, the spleen inside. Ha beema gufa sharia. That's the diuk. That the beema itself is going to be permissible. Kebra zuhadin da filu beema name asira. Really, the beema, the mother, also is going to be forbidden. Resha mutar bachilat. I did the tani resha mutar bachilat. Tara namisafa asu bachilat. Since in the resha, we said that you can eat the inside. So therefore here we said you can't eat the inside. But it's not only the inside. Who are the outside also? We just use the same lashon. Since in the resha we said asur ba'akhila, meaning the inside. So we use the same lashon in the sefa, asur ba'akhila, the inside. But who are the asur ba'akhila, the mother animal itself? V'ba'itema, one more answer. Nikad lechud v'nechtach lechud. There's a difference between punctured or cut. The punctured is worse. When you make a hole in the item, then already it's a terefa. This case, you didn't cut it. I mean, you didn't punch it. You cut it. I can tell you the animal is okay, the mother animal. Because she's not a terefa. Look at that. She, I did the Tanesha. We saw that one over there. Okay. What? The Tirokilayon. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? No kidneys. Kidneyless. So what do we say? Kishera. Amar rechish bar papa mishamed derav. Lakta bekudya achat. What happened? One of the kidneys got damaged. Terefa. Okay, coach again. If two of them got damaged. Amri b'ma'araba dehu dimtai lakuta limkom haritz. Which part of the kidney has to have the blemish in it? Up until the haritz. Haritz is the ridges of the kidneys. Where is the place of the haritz? Lechivara, to the white spot that's in between by the loins of the animal. Here's the kidney. The other picture in the article is perfect. See right in the middle of the kidney is white spots? So the damages get all the way to that white film in the middle of the kidney. You have in your pitimune hole over there? More or less? Less or more? Yeah. Okay, very good. I asked all the rabbis that give rulings on Terefot in Eretz Israel. When he just said about the kidney that gets damaged, that even one damaged kidney makes the animal a Terefah. But we don't go like Avirah that said, if there's a hole in the spleen, it's a Terefah. So we go like the Alakah Terefah by the kidney, but not Terefah by the hole in the spleen. Now, Lo Amaran, and that which we said that we're lenient in the spleen, that we don't go like Rav Avirah, Ela Bekulche, that's only when the hole is on the narrow part of the spleen. Aval Besumche, on the thick part of the spleen, Terefah. Okay, here's the spleen. See, the top part of the spleen is thick, and it narrows out to the bottom. It's like a tongue, where the bottom is narrow and the top is thick. So if the hole is on the thick part, then it's a problem. But if it's on the bottom part, the thin part, then it's not a problem. Furthermore, v'yishtayir be ke'obi dinar zahav keshera, which means so long as the wall of the spleen has in it the thickness of the size of a dinar zahav that was not punctured, it is going to be keshera, even though there's a hole. But so long as you still have unpunctured area of the thickness of a dinar, it's going to be kashir as well.
No matter where it is.
Even if it's in the thick part. Amri b'ma'araba. Rule. Kol ha-posel b'ra'a kashir b'kulya. She'are nekem pasul b'ra'a v'kashir b'kulya. Rule. Whatever is posel by the lungs is kashir by the kidneys. What's the proof? A nekem is posel in the lungs and it's not posel in the kidneys. Yemara says, "Bekol sheken, echad kasher b'ra'a kasher b'chulya." And whatever is kasher by the ra'a, kol sheken is going to be kasher by the chulya. But kifla raftar huma uchlalahu. Why? You give me a rule? There's no rule like that. Mugla de kasher b'ra'a upasu b'chulya. Mugla is like pus that's coming out of the kidney. So therefore, it's kasher by the lungs, and it's pasul by the kidneys. So you see what? Something is kasher by the eyes, pasul by kulya. So no rule. Now look at the next line. Ve'are ma'im zakin de kasherin hacha ve'acha. When the pus is clear like water, it's kosher in both places. Now what's the question from that? There's no question from that. The question is really from the first part. You're just showing me for the second part there's an item that's kosher by both. So Tosafot understands the this line is part of the question. What's the question? The way the animal creates pus is first it creates pus, and at a later stage it creates the clear water. So you would have thought that since there's a development after pus, it should be worse. And still we say what? It's kasher. And therefore you see, you can't compare. You can't go with logic when it comes to tirifot. And therefore you want to say, oh, whatever is kasher by re'ah, whatever is pasu by re'ah is kasher by... You can't make a rule. Because you see it doesn't go with rules. You see that even when it gets to a deeper stage after the pus, it's kasher by both. Now, look, logic would tell you, what do you mean? It's past the pus stage, it'd be worse. So therefore that's fortifying the question that you cannot compare one terefah in one place from another place. What are you comparing terefot from one part of the animal to another? You cannot. When it comes to terefot, we don't say, well, in this part of the animal it's a problem, so it must be another part it's a problem. We don't compare. Why? Because you see, at a certain part of the animal you cut the part off and the animal dies. And in another part, and therefore, you cannot compare different parts of the animal. Now the Gemara comes along and says, "Umayim zakin kisheni." That which we said that if the pus is clear, that which we said, "No amaran ela detzile." That's the only way it's really clear. Salud. Aval achire, but if they're achur, because like cloudy, that's going to be terefa. Vechi tzile. I mean, even when we said that they're clear. That's what I'm on Ela de Losaria. They don't have a smell, bad odor. Abbas, Ediyah, Terefa. Hakulia Shektina. Okay, next case. You have a shrunken kidney. Betaka, if it's in a small animal, what's the shiur of shrinking, shrunk kidney? Ad keful. Until it gets to the shiur of a fool, like a bean. Smaller than that already is me a problem. But up to a fool is going to be, okay. Begasa. Up until a medium-sized grape. Okay, remember we said the jaw? If the jaw of the animal is gone, kishera. But I guess a condition. Amar bizera lo shanu ela, sheikhola lechayot ayedil li'ita v'amra. How are you going to feed the animal? The animal can't live, can't eat. So it says, so long as you can still feed it by it sticking the food down its throat. That's called hal'ata v'amra. That's what they do. They take the animal and they shove it down its throat. So it has to chew it. So if you can eat like that, it's okay. Aval. Of course, because he won't be able to live. One more point. We learned in the Mishnah, the Tela Ha'em Shela. Em is the uterus or the womb. Good. So Yabala says, Tara, he Ha'em, he Tarpachat Vishal Puhit. All synonyms. You see, the Gemara calls it sometimes an M, sometimes a tarpahat, and sometimes a shalpuhit, all the same item. Next item we saw in the Mishnah. Let's say the lungs dried up, and they shriveled up, they became hardened. So we said, bideh shamayim, like from thunder and lightning, scared. Kishera. From bideh adam, human fright, no good.
Because they're soft, is that right?
No, they're both hard, but one is good, one is not. The question, one is going to be able to come back. Question, how are you going to know? If it happened bidei shamayim, so then we say it's okay. Like I said, thunder and lightning and things like that. Kishera bidei adam, somebody screamed at the animal, made a noise. Terefa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer af bidei kol ha-periyot. Not only human beings, or even animals. Now the question, even animals what? Is animals like bidei shamayim, or is animals like bidei adam? He just said, even animals. Are you going on the resha, or are you going on the sefa? That he's comparing animal fright to shamayim fright, therefore it's okay. Or is he comparing animal fright to human fright, which is going to be terefa? Tashema de tanya. Haruta bide adam terefa. And therefore, he compares it to human fright, and therefore, it is indeed a terefa. Now, how do you check it? We're going to discuss right now. He was in the midbar. He saw these rams that their lungs were all dried up. He didn't know, was it dried up from human fright, and that's a problem, or from Shemayim fright, that's okay. He just needs dry lungs. What is he going to do? Who has to test it?
After Shaita.
Ata Sha'il be Midrasha. He went back to the Beit Midrash to ask him how to check it. Amru de Bekaita in the summer. Aitim Shechlech Bare. Bring a white earthenware vessel and put water in it. The white earthenware vessel will make sure the water remains cold. And umalinu mayakin, put cold water in it, so it's cold water in it also. Vanhitu me'edat, and leave the lung in it for 24 hours. Ihadran bariyan, if it gets soft and gets healthy again, then you know, pideshavayim yukshira. However, vi'ila, terefana besitva, in the fall and in the winter, aitim mishikhlesh, bring a black vessel, earthenware, and it doesn't make the water so cold.
The white
keeps it colder, and the black keeps it warmer. Yeah. That's part of the test. Now, umalinu maya peshude, and put lukewarm water in the jug there. Vareinu me'edat 24 hours. If it gets better, then you know it's a kishira that was frightened by shamayim. Ve'ila terefa hageluda. What do we learn in the Mishnah? What is geluda? Skinned. If the animal was skinned, and then you made shechita. So the Gemara said it, and the Mishnah actually said, the Bimeir says it's okay. And the Hakamim say, Pesulim. It's not going to be the Hakamim. Tanu Rabbana Rageluda, the Bimeir Makshir, the Hakamim Poslim. Ukhvar, Ya'id, El Azar Safra, El Azar Sofer, testified. Yohanan ben Gudgoda, the Geluda she Pesula. It is Pesula. Amar Bishmon ben Azar, Hazar Bor Bimeir. Oh, the Bimeir retracted, and if even the Bimeir holds it is indeed. Oh, we'll see. Gemara says, "Michlal terabishrom and azad padik lebimir begeluda." Right. So the fact that Abishrom Azad says he retracted, that means he must have held initially that there was a machloket on it. So the Gemara says, "Ve'atanya amar Abishrom and Azad lo nechlekur bimir achim ageluda." Abishrom Azad himself says they never argued on geluda. שהיא פסולה וכבר העיד לבי הושעיה בן הושעיה ביהודה הגבסם נפתיר בי עקיבא משום לבי טרפון על הגלודה שפסולה. So the how did the Bishmul Azar say he retracted when you said they never argued on it? Right. והיא משתייר בו סלע כשינה. But if there's enough flesh on the body, even if you're of a סלע, it's going to be considered כשינה. כבר אז answer, אמר רב נחמד, בן רב יצחק, מי לא נחלקו, לא עמד רבי מאיר במחלוקתו, לא נחלקו מן הדרב argument. He didn't stand on the argument, which means he eventually retracted. לא נחלקו means it wasn't an argument that lasted. The argument eventually went away. One more line. אמר מור, אם נשתייר בו כסלע כשינה. So he said, if the shoot of a סלע of flesh remains on the animal, it's going to be kishera. Hecha, where does this flesh have to be? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel al pene shedrakuda, over the spine. Ibaidu. What do you mean? De arich vekatin dechimet sarif la bisela, which means you have a long, narrow piece of flesh over the spine, but if you put it together, it'll be the shura bisela. Or no, maybe the shoot of a sela across the whole spine. Jeez, does it collectively have to equal one sela, or is the shoot of a sela across the whole spine itself, which is much more? Good. Gemara does not answer that question, but it's going to go a little more. Rabba bar Hana Amar, Rashi Pedakim. Rabba bar Hana says the sela. Oh, I'm sorry. Tashema, the parish. Rabbi Noam Shemed Shmuel, Berochav Kesel Al Pene. Collection Hakula, the biggest shiur. The biggest of the Chumra. Rabba Bar Bar Hana Amar, Nashe Perakim, which means on all of the main parts of the animal, you need the shiur of a sela. What is the main parts of the animal? The bones, the shog, the yerech. The bigger shiur. Rabbi Elazar ben Tanoch Shmashur, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yanai Amar, Mekom Tiburo. That's by the navel. That's where you need the skin to be over there. Ba'ay Rabbi Yanai ben Rabbi Shmael, Nital Mekom Shedra. Let's say the flesh, or the skin, on the place of the Shedra was removed. Vechulo Kayam. But the rest of the body is okay. The whole skin is on the animal. We're just missing a strip across the
spine.
Well, the other rabbi's opinion. The whole animal has skin except on the navel. Now we're saying, how viable is it? Maybe you only said your deen, but that's the only skin, then you need it. But if you have skin on the rest, you don't need it. Or you say, no, that's the key, and even if you have on the rest of the animal, you still need it on that spot. Everyone leaves that in a... Amen.